You know what the sad part of this
radio.
Yes. The sad part of all this is I have no music for y'all this morning. I do have news, but I was, I clicked something else, and it just doesn't want to work. GLaDOS, stop messing us up. GLaDOS, I hate you, GLaDOS. Why are you always such a pain in my ass?
I click it, go, start talking to her, then she comes in.
Well, here we are again. It's always
such
a pain.
Got nice words, stay on.
Except I wasn't laughing.
Under
the circumstances, I've been shockingly
nice.
You want your freedom every day. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I only want you gone.
Okay, GLaDOS, take it down. Good morning, lovely people. It is hump day. Yes, how are you doing out there?
I am doing good. How are you, Miss Corey?
I'm exceedingly well. So much so that I may have to give the people a little something.
Oh, my ears.
Somebody was nodding off at their desk listening to our lovely voices and went, oh, hell, what was that?
I know.
Get over the hump.
Get over the hump or get on the hump, one of the two.
You know what? You are officially corrupted.
If I'm corrupted, it's because you made me that way, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I am the corruptor. I did. I corrupted you. That was a line that I'd say. Okay, I just want to make it clear to you people out there. It is Wednesday, and Top Model is coming on. And I believe it's the second to the last episode. Do not text me. Don't be sending me Twitters. Don't call me. Don't be trying to talk to me in Second Life. Those of you who listen, just leave me alone. I have to watch. Just saying. I don't even care about the drama. If you're watching along with me when they go to the commercial, feel free then to say something. Or better yet, you can talk to me until probably when they start doing the photo shoots, because that's my part that I like to watch. I could care less about what they're talking about because those girls are stupid. But the photo shoot, beautiful, bellissima. Anyway.
Anyways.
That has nothing to do with gaming. Well, Tinder, I'm going to let you jump. Wow. I'm going to let you jump in here first. I'm going to share the news I got at 1 o'clock this morning. I'm shutting up now. Too much coffee. Go ahead, Tinder.
You know, if you wouldn't mix the green tea with the coffee, it'd be okay.
You know, I was going to say I didn't, but you were right. I did have a cup of green tea right before I had the coffee.
You did. Yeah, see? All right, I am pulling this story from GamePolitics.com this morning. I think this story is awesome. I hope you do too. U.S. Navy uses MMO to train for real-world piracy.
Yay!
Yes, this is awesome. The United States Navy has begun crowdsourcing ideas for fighting Somalia pirates using a massively multiplayer game, according to a Fast Company report. Using a new game platform called MMOWGLI, Massive Multiplayer Online War Game Leveraging the Internet, U.S. military forces and civilian players on converging on virtual pirates, Mowgli, is the product of years of research and features 1,000 military and civilian players. It will launch on May 16th. The new program is the first effort by the military to integrate both crowdsourcing and gamification into traditional military war games. Mowgli was developed by the Office of Naval Research to test the feasibility of using massively multiplayer online games to solve difficult strategic problems like real-world high-sea piracy. The Mowgli game launching in May focuses on combating Somalian piracy, but the gaming platform is designed to be open enough that it can be adapted to other military hotspots and situations. According to Dr. Larry Shute, I hope I said your name right, Director of Innovation at the ONR, we hope Mowgli will help us to understand what happens when your insights are combined with the observations and actions of another player. Will that fusion result in a game-changing idea or solution, or will the Mowgli platform teach us something about our traditional thought processes? Play sessions are managed by a control team that assume the role of a dungeon master monitoring Vince to make sure that no one pulls a Leroy Jenkins and to make sure that things don't go outside the goal of a given scenario. Mowgli players assume the roles of members of a multinational anti-pirate task force, In the early stages of the game, players are responsible for securing safe shipping passages through the Horn of Africa and Gulf of Aden. They will have to handle the logistics of arming ships, planning for pirate attacks, and dealing with challenges like financial, jurisdictional, and temporal difficulties of military action to support commercial shipping and cruise ships. Once that is settled, the pirate attacks begin, and players are forced to deal with how their plans failed or succeeded. Players work together to arrange hostage rescues, raid pirate camps, and get involved in humanitarian assistance to Somalia. In the final stages of the game, players micromanage their hostage rescues and pirate attacks to maximize the chance of success. I think this is awesome. I think this is so cool. What have I been saying? Gaming is changing the world.
We are
all about gaming is evil, gaming is bad, gaming is a waste of time, it has no purpose. Look at this. Yes, it does. Nah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I said nah. And I was totally holding up some fingers. You want to guess which ones?
All right. A few things I got to make mention of, as I was told, that I don't mention. Yes, I'm mentioning it now. We do have polls up on the site. If you like taking polls, there's one, two up. There's one up that I just added like 2 seconds ago.
Polls.
Not those kind of polls. Polls. Poll people LLS. So make sure you drop by and answer our poll question. Stop it, Ginger. I want to say hello to our new friends over at Alt Shift Games, who are sending a message this morning telling me about their new MMO Beside, which looks kind of interesting. I can't quite figure out what's going on, but it looks interesting. It's supposed to be, it looks like it's a parallel world kind of deal, so a social media parallel world. So we'll see. I've asked them to send us some more information, you know, which means I'm interested. So we'll let you know when we learn more about that. Wait a minute, Ginger, don't cut at me. I got too much things. Okay, don't cut at me.
Don't cut at me?
Don't cut at me.
I might. Okay, go ahead.
Don't cut at me. Okay, I've lost my story. Don't y'all love when I do that? Oh, here we go. Anyway, so this morning, if you were up with me at around midnight, or right before midnight, or rather, you saw my post up in the Breach, a.k.a. Cynthia Sinocalypse section. Senator Blumenthal switched teams. And I don't mean the kind that you're thinking about, Ginger. Not that
I wasn't even thinking that.
Senator Richard.
Okay.
Yes, you are. Senator Blumenthal, who was one of the first U.S. officials to go after Sony at the start of the whole PS Apocalypse, has now changed his stance. Yay! So,
figure out how to turn on his computer and do some research.
Apparently so. He's now praising Sony for their quick response, and he's saying they could be a model for other companies who are dealing with the same types of circumstances. And he put a nice letter up on his blog, and he's quoted as saying, "While I continue to believe that Sony should have warned users earlier, I am pleased they are providing protective measures, including an insurance policy to cover identity theft harms to customers within a 12-month window." And he says, but I would hope Sony would extend coverage over a longer time on a case-by-case basis if necessary. There is also a response from Sony posted there that is very detailed and geeky and hot. You got to go over and check that out. There's a link to it, his blog, up on our The Breach, a.k.a. PS Apocalypse section. I read that letter this morning and was like, oh, I'm going to need some ice. That's what I'm talking about. That's geek dirty right there. That's a T-shirt.
That is a T-shirt. That is.
It could be said two different ways, dirty geek or geek dirty. I like it. Anyway.
I think I like the geek dirty. You should totally do that. We should make that shirt. Yeah.
I got T-shirts I need to release. That's another thing people are griping about. Okay. And I got one more, if I may, Miss Ginger.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Well, there's other juice going on, right? Okay. There's other juice other than Sony. So redundancies have sparked a strike at Eden Games. Mm-hmm. The people who made Test Drive Unlimited?
Uh-oh.
Yes. 51 of the 80-strong studio is facing the axe. The move by its owner, Atari, has upset the French studio. You don't want to piss off the French, which is today striking in protest to see protest of what it sees as continuous restructuring plans by the parent company that does not communicate with its employees. Eden Games pays now for Atari mismanagement, said the studio. For several years, we are witnessing multiple leader changes at its head. They did not hesitate to get rich despite financial difficulties. Ooh.
Ouch.
Restructuring plans have been following each other's for 10 years at Atari. Each time the recovery project was beautiful and promising and ended in failure. We were very skeptical about the proposed project. Atari does not play the game of negotiations with employee representatives on the redundancy plan measures. Employee representatives of Eden until now have been extremely collaborative, respecting the very tight deadlines of the redundancy plan. In a show of solidarity, the company is striking. And setting out a 4-point agenda. Wow. You can read their points over at gamesindustry.biz, who did say they contacted Atari for comment, but obviously they have had none. Ooh.
Atari. Wow, Atari. Really? Really, Atari?
You've been in the game the longest. You're supposed to know how to play it, all the pieces on the board, everything. And you just messed up. See, it's nice to laugh at somebody else other than Sony. Anyway.
It is. It's nice to see somebody else getting smacked around for a while. Poor Sony. Sony. All right. Well, this is not about Sony.
That's going to be the rest of the week now. Every time I say something, this is not about Sony. Thank you, Ginger.
Zynga goes gaga.
Oh,
yes. Gaga fever has hit gaming. I know, right? Okay, I'm pulling the story from GamePolitics.com. Lady Gaga and Zynga have inked a deal to transform the popular Facebook game Farmville with various Gaga-isms.
I'm done.
Another reason why I do not play that evil game.
I'm not playing it ever again. I was trying to get into it. Now I'm gone. I'm leaving.
Yep. The deal is meant to promote the launch of Lady Gaga's latest album, Born This Way. Launching May 17th, the promotion gives players the opportunity to unlock and listen to Little Monsters by playing Gagaville, a neighboring farm in Farmville filled with unicorns, crystals, and sheep on motorcycles.
Why would I want to unlock it when I can just go over to YouTube and probably there's somebody that's already put it up somewhere? Why would I?
Right. The full album also comes bundled as a free download with the purchase of a special Zynga $25 game card available exclusively at Best Buy. Oh, my God. All right, so Lady Gaga says, I want to celebrate and share Born This Way with all my little monsters in a special way that's never been done before. Zynga has created a magical place in Farmville where my fans can come and play and be the first to listen to the album. Really? Really? Seriously, lay off the crack. Other cross-promotional activities between Lady Gaga and Zynga include a Words with Gaga contest through Words with Friends, where Zynga and Lady Gaga will reveal a new word each day that relates to the artist or her new album. Participants have a chance to win Lady Gaga prizes, including a signed album and concert tickets to see Lady Gaga perform. Winners will be selected at random each day of the contest. Lady Gaga virtual items will also be on Rewardville and beyond. Zynga will offer exclusive virtual items across 10 games, including Cityville, Frontierville, Farmville, Mafia Wars, Zynga Poker, Cafe World, Treasure Isle, Yoville, Petville, and Vampire Wars. I don't play any of those.
I've left them alone. Moved on to better.
Mm-hmm.
Like my zombie lane.
Oh, girl. Let me some zombies. Starting on May 17th, Lady Gaga will announce codes that unlock Lady Gaga-inspired limited edition virtual items on 148 clear channel stations. This is the second time Zynga and Lady Gaga have teamed up. In March 2011, the two teamed up to raise more than $3 million for Japan relief efforts. All right, I got to clap you on the back for that. That's pretty awesome. For the Japan relief efforts. But the rest of this, no. Just keep it away from me. All right, so that's the end of the story. Zynga goes gaga. And apparently so does most of the world. I've still not figured this one out. Of course, all muted or quiet or alive.
I was, because I'm kind of disturbed by all that. Anyway, I muted myself, and I've been over commenting going, no.
Yes. No.
Mm-mm. Okay, that was weird. I just learned how to do something new on the new Twitter. I'll share that with y'all later. Amazing. Okay. So, those of you who have been waiting oh so patiently will be happy to hear that the Xbox Live Spring Update is coming May 19th. Just like flowers, Xbox blooms in the spring, too. So,
killer.
Yeah. They're saying it'll come in 6 separate groups to ensure the highest quality deployment. So, again, that's why you're not getting it to the end of the month. Everyone will have to wait until May the 27th to get Avatar Connect. And what else is going to be new in it? Well, they're saying there'll be a slightly larger disk format and support for PayPal, which opens up a whole new can of worms for being hacked and have your information stolen. Thanks, Xbox. So they're doing some PayPal integration. That's going to be fun.
Yay. Yeah, that will be fun. I'm sorry, I was over here coughing. Had myself muted.
I'm serving face. Okay.
Serving face? To me?
No, not to you. I'm serving face to Xbox for this PayPal integration. Okay. In all honesty, those of us who have PayPal and we use it to such a degree that a lot of us do, we already have a card. We're already using our PayPal for our Xbox. What we don't need is for you to put our email address that's attached to the PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is bad. My question, and this is another long list of questions. I was back and forth with Microsoft all day trying to find out about the Skype thing yesterday, to which they still have not replied, by the way. And now I think I'm going to have to go back and ask them about this. Will that PayPal information be stored on their servers or on our hard drive?
Have we even touched the Skype thing that you just mentioned yet?
That Microsoft bought Skype? Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I thought we talked about that after the show, though.
No, we just have such a good conversation. Sometimes we forget that we're on the air.
Does not surprise me at all. Does mm-hmm. not surprise me at all. All right, well, I guess I should actually talk about a game for a little bit. All right, 2045, a post-apocalyptic struggle for survival. Nuclear Dawn from Berlin Publishing House, Adjust a Game, combines thrilling first-person shooter elements with the sophisticated gameplay of a real-time strategy game. Based on the Source engine, Nuclear Dawn, for the PC, offers uncompromising multiplayer action where not only fast reactions and local knowledge lead to victory, but skill and tactical savviness are decisive, too. The world in the year 2045, the cities are devastated. Conflicts on an apocalyptic scale have destroyed all life in metropolises, which were once home to the world's millions. As soldiers of either the Empire or the Consortium, up to 32 players can compete per map. Whether as an assault trooper or a sniper, players can choose from more than a dozen weapons, ranging from high-precision sniping rifles to simple assault weapons and rocket launchers. Yay, I love me some rocket launchers. In addition to the 4 playable classes, players also have the option of taking on the role of commander, whose task is predominantly to make tactical combat decisions. As a team leader, the tasks include organizing allied fellow players into squads, ensuring that their own unit keeps being supplied, and driving forward the technical development to produce more powerful weapons for use against the enemy. Nuclear Dawn, forged by the Dutch developer Interwave Studios, will appear in the third quarter of 2011 and will be available to the trade through Just a Game in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. They are not giving me a price, though. I did put up a screenshot on GamingAtrix.com, though, so head over there and check that out.
Well, I never.
Well, get out of here.
Well, I never.
Oh, what happened was.
Is what happened. You forgot the hat.
I don't know what had happened.
I'm having some breathing issues, and it's not even an allergy thing. I keep forgetting to inhale. What is that?
Inhale, exhale. Am I going to have to give you, like, a little headphone set that sits next to your other one and tells you, inhale?
I think so. I've been sitting here holding my breath. What's about to happen that I need to hold my breath for? Does anybody know?
I got a couple of friends like that I keep threatening to do that with.
What, hold their breath?
No. To get them, like, a little headset with a tape. Breathe in.
I don't know. I've been sitting here holding my breath. I got a little dizzy a minute ago. Well.
Breathe, Corey.
I'm trying. Whew. Well, Dennis Dyack has again opened mouth and inserted foot. He's the newest person on my list to look at and say, In a recent interview with Industry Gamers, Dennis Dyack has said that the social games market will crash very hard. He admits that the current social gaming trends are adversely affecting the traditional games market, but will eventually see a rapid contraction. He says it's damaging traditional gaming for sure, but how is it going to work out is anyone's guess. You just said it was going to crash. It's not anyone's guess if you said it's going to. He said the trend that I see is probably going to be one of the biggest bubbles and explosions that our history has seen in a long time. I think when it crashes, it's going to crash very hard. I don't think there's an economy there. When asked specifically about Zynga, currently valued at upwards of $10 billion, well, his comments were less sure, but just as disparaging. He says, I don't know about Zynga. I think that's a big micro, but I think that the amount of venture that's being poured in general, that's most of the video game industry investment. As far as I know, right now it's going into pure social gaming. It looks like marketing to me. It doesn't look like real gaming, and maybe it'll change. I don't know. It looks very, very dangerous. He says, I think Zynga's valuated more than some traditional more than some traditional publishers right now that have been in the industry for decades. I'm sorry, but I just don't see it. Seems imaginary to me. It doesn't look long-term healthy to me, he added. Dyack went on to say that traditional publishers like Activision are wary of throwing in too heavily into mobile and social game markets. He says, I think there's a lot of publishers out there that don't agree with it, and they just haven't spoken about it. He says, I don't see Nintendo going into that space. Actually, they are a dupe. What is he not reading? He says, there's a lot of publishers that I don't see going into that space, and you know EA is one of the few that's embraced social. Dennis, really?
Really, Dennis?
Dennis, here's the thing. let me educate you for a second, Dennis. And I'm sure you're good at what you do, but what we do here is watch the news. So I will tell you that these very same comments are similar. We're made about a little company called Play First. You know those people that made that Dino Dash game that people effing love and cannot stop playing? I don't know how many years later, and they just keep putting out more of them. Flo goes to Washington or whatever it is that they do, but people love Dino Dash, and they said the same thing when casual gaming started, you know, becoming more popular. I agree with you that some of it's gimmicky, and some of the people may end up going away, but the ones who are actually making good social games, and there are a select few, will still be around. They're not going anywhere. And if you're smart, like Nintendo is, yes, you will go ahead and jump in and make a few social games, some good ones, because just because, you know, they're out there doesn't mean they're good. Just telling you. I'm not a Cafe World fan. I don't think it's a great game. Do they do a good job at keeping the people that they have? Yes. It interests some people. Apparently, some people like making fake food more than real food, and they're going to continue to play. I don't care what you say. They're going to play.
We don't care what you say.
We don't care what you say, what you believe. There is no dip in the trend that people play in Cafe World, Farmville. I'm a Frontiersville person myself. I hate to say it, but I am. I love me some Frontiersville. My new love, Zombie Lane. I don't know who those people are, but when people start to catch on to Zombie Lane.
Epic.
Man.
Oh, so much fun.
You gave me a shotgun.
And zombies.
And zombies. And that's all I needed. And I get to throw some little, you know, farming in there too and protect my perimeter. I love that. I'll be playing that. So I don't know what you're talking about. I think you've been looking over at the Mafia Wars too much. Those I don't care much for. The Vampire Wars, they don't have any interaction. It's just text. You click and then text pops up. I got tired of those real quick. But those ones where there's movement and I got to think about it and, you know, I come back and my grass grown too high, I got to mow it down. The zombies are breaking through my fence and I got to shoot them when
I come back. Leave my fences alone, people. Oh, my God, you stupid zombies. Constantly having to repair the darn fence.
The fence repairing was not the one that got me. What's the one that's beating up the guy when you go over?
There's several of them that do that.
He's the first one. He's really big.
Oh, you had to make the gloves.
Yes.
To beat him. Yes.
I didn't realize, and those of you out there who are wondering, check out Zombie Lane on Facebook. This is our newest addiction. I didn't realize that they could hurt you. So I'm standing there going through my stuff, you know, seeing who sent me some shotgun shells. I'm almost out, and I keep hearing my avatar going, ow, ow. And I look over, and he is beating the crap out of her, this zombie. and I tried to shoot him, didn't hurt him. So, yeah. And they have crafting in it. That's a new one there. I've not seen any crafting in any of the, not even in Frontiersville. They have stuff you put together to for a collection, but no actual crafting. So I
no, not really, not yet. And that'd be kind of cool if they actually add that in.
Well, that's in Zombieland. There's a little crafting. It takes a couple minutes to pull some of the stuff together. But
yeah, I was hoping for, I don't know, a little bit more in-depth crafting of some sort. When I saw the crafting and it said, you know, click here to craft,
one of the stuff. Well, Dragon Age, the Legends has that.
I haven't played that yet. I may have to head over there and check that out.
Yeah, and their crafting actually works from any mobile phone, not just the iPhones and the Androids, because I don't have either, and I'm able to craft. That's what I was doing Mother's Day while my grandmother was talking to me, because I love her to death, but she rambles worse than I do. That's where I get it from. And I just turned on my phone and started crafting my dragon. He's like, I need some health potions. I think I'll start my minions. So that's what that's good for. Anyway, we are all off the topic.
We are. All right, so let me get back on topic.
Yes. Dennis, stop it. Okay, go.
All right, we've told you guys about Wizard 101, and we've definitely, you know, told you to go over there and play it, especially if you have children who want to play with you. But now there's an even more bigger reason for you to head over there and take your little kids with you. Superstar singer-producer Nick Jonas revealed as Wizard 101 mystery composer. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Let me go ahead and do this for you.
Thank you. Breathe, woman.
Something's wrong.
Something is wrong. All right. King's Isle Entertainment, creators of the award-winning online game Wizard 101, announced today that the soundtrack for its new expansion world, Winter Tusk, was wholly written and produced by superstar singer-producer Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers. Nick Jonas says, this was a first for me. I never produced or wrote music for a game, or in this case, a whole world before, so I jumped at the chance to work with King's Isle. It was very cool to be part of a project that allowed me to help create the mood for Winter Tusk and interact with an audience in an entirely new way. I cannot talk. I don't know what's going on. All right. Anyway, over the last 2 months, Jonas composed 7 pieces of environmental music that served to define the personality of the icy world of Winter Tusk. The project required Jonas to create compelling original fit for a frozen virtual world while remaining faithful to the game's exacting musical standards. Todd Coleman, vice president and creative director of Wizard 101, says, Nick Jonas is an extraordinary talent and it's been an incredible experience to work with him over the last few months. When you listen to the music for the new world of Winter Tusk, it's clear that Nick is an endlessly creative composer and producer with an amazing degree of versatility. Yay! I think that's awesome. I don't know about Disney... Breathe, woman. I don't know about Disney stars invading the gaming scene, but at the same time, that's kind of neat. I mean, he is young. He's only, what, 19? 20, maybe?
Yeah, I think they're in their 20s, somewhere in there.
And that he's already done that. This is a big accomplishment, actually, at least in the way I'm looking at it.
Well, speaking of Disney. They've reported their quarterly stuff. And in the last 6 months, they've experienced a loss, $128 million for their games division. Disney's Interactive Media Division, which includes Playdom. Yes, on Facebook. Yes, you. The social games and console games such as BlackRock and Junction Point recorded an operating loss of $115 million for the second quarter, which ended in April. The loss included a $33 million accounting charge related to the acquisition of Playdom, along with higher mobile and virtual worlds development costs at the company. Six-month losses are now at $128 million, almost double the $65 million losses for the same period just last year. Sony hopes to see the game segment break even in 2013 and is focused on increasing the quality of its social games. 2011 will see a few new releases, but it's 2012 when the business hopes to roll out significant titles. It says that CEO Robert Igor, What a name. Says we took a 5-month hiatus, which has not been planned from releasing games to build a higher quality game, and then also to restack our technical capabilities to deal with volume or to deal with scale, which we are hoping to achieve. Playdom's most recent release, Gardens of Time, is the first fruit of this new attitude and is a top 10 game on Facebook. Never heard of it, have not played it. But Interactive Media was the only division to make a loss across the entire Disney business in the last quarter, with the company recording overall sales of $9.07 billion, and operating profit of $1.7 billion. He says this has prompted investors to question Disney's need to be in the games business when it's incurring such heavy losses. He says Richard Greenfield, who is from trading and funding firm BTIG, said that I think there's a lot of concern about the interactive side and why you're bothering with this piece of the business at all. Looking at people's reaction, people are just kind of shocked at the size of the interactive media losses. And so there's a lot of questions like, why did Disney need to be in this business versus just licensing its content? Why is it so important to you? Igor reiterated that the console business was risky, but it sees real opportunities in social and mobile with Playdom platform. He says, we're looking at social media space today, particularly games, and believe that there is an opportunity to leverage current IP or create new IP in space that he thinks is still in its infancy, still going through a bit of a shakedown, but we still thought that it was a wise bet on new technology. You know... they're also saying, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up because it's getting long. You can check that out over at gamesindustry.biz. He says the last thing is that their new IP will be based on ESPN, Marvel, and Disney brands. I will tell y'all which problem is. Disney is one of the first people to have a MMO for children, which was, I forgot the name of that game. I think they've since shut it down. Or it might still be there. Who knows?
Wasn't it something? It was some pirates game, wasn't it?
No, that was their second one. This one was
their second one.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and the Super.
Oh, okay, I do remember.
And
I applied for that. All right, yeah.
It was a huge mistake because they made the mistake of thinking children are not going to want to play with anything that has fighting in it, and their parents are not going to like it, and that's why Wizard 101 came along and kicked their ass. Kids like things that make them feel empowered, just like adults do. They're still people, they're just smaller. So you gave them a game where they didn't have anything to do. I've had this, I think the little ones in my family, they're all born the same year, amazingly enough. But they were over and I had them playing the MMO from Disney, I remember. And after, making their tune that looked kind of like Minnie Mouse if you were a girl, and you had Mickey if you were a boy, and you had to pay if you wanted to be the other ones, there was nothing else for them to do. And I think the thing that was scaring the parents is it's not as locked down as Wizard 101. So people, there could have been predators roaming around in there. You could talk to anybody. There was no, there's no filter like it is in 101. 101, the parents have complete control.
I'm all muted. I'm all like, yeah, I love that. I think that's awesome.
And the kids actually get to fight. And it forces, force teamwork, but it encourages it. If you've never played Wizard 101, we keep telling you, check it out. It is awesome. They get in
it
a little
awesome.
Circle, and you walk up, and anybody can join in battle. There's no kill stealing. You walk up, you join in, you stand in your little circle, and you cast your spell, and then the next person's turn, and it keeps everybody's happy. You walk away with your loot, they get their loot. Well, sometimes you don't get your loot, but depending on when you came in. But it's fun. The kids love it. They feel like they're, playing WoW, and... And they're not. It's very safe for them. So there was, I'm not saying that Disney wasn't safe, but I think they were a little bit ahead of themselves. They need to probably go back and maybe Fantasia would be a good MMO. Just go back and completely reinvent it and give
them. Wow. I hadn't even thought about Fantasia.
Fantasia.
Ooh. What about the Dark Crystal? Oh, the Dark Crystal. But that wasn't with Disney.
I would play all of that.
Oh,
and the Pirates of the Caribbean one wasn't bad. It's just, is a little confusing.
Yeah, I played it, and I was like, really? Kids are supposed to play? The kids are not going to get this.
I didn't get it.
Mm-mm.
Except for the boat. I was good at killing folks. I got me a bowling ball with a chain on it, and I was killing people. It was all over. It was ripping holes in the sides of ships. I don't know how I was doing it, but I was doing it. Anyway, Disney, try again. I'm not going to tell you not to do it, but think carefully.
Yes.
Kids are not the same, and they're not all sugars and spice. Miley Cyrus has already shown you that. As soon as y'all let her go, she's gone nuts. Mm-hmm. Can't keep them locked down like that.
Well, at least she's been quiet recently. She hasn't done a Britney yet.
I already said she
or Lindsay Lohan.
Yes, yes. And Lindsay was another Disney girl.
Mm-hmm.
So was Britney. They all were. They were all Disney kids.
You know, and it's kind of interesting. It's been a lot of girls have gone crazy. I haven't heard very much about the boys going crazy. They all seem to be doing fairly well.
Shia LaBeouf
had a little bit of a bumpy spot, but he's doing wonderful now.
Mm-hmm. Disney kid. Those Jonas Boys are good. I'm trying to think if there's somebody. Oh, Justin Timberlake, another Disney kid.
But I think it's different for girls, and that's a whole other topic altogether. There are expectations for girls that boys don't have to put up with.
Well, now, Anne Hathaway as a Disney kid did very well.
She did. She did very well. But she didn't really get into it until she was later in her teens, too. So
I don't know what they're doing to them girls at Disney, but y'all need to stop.
Yeah. True story. Christina Aguilera was Disney.
She seems to be doing okay now. The Voice is a good show, but we'll talk about that later. We are rambling this morning.
We are rambling. All right. Rock Hippo Productions announces new online multiplayer action game, and I picked this one out just for its name, Brawl Busters. Because it doesn't sound like you're saying brawl.
I can't even respond to that.
Yeah, Brawl Busters, co-published with Weezer and developed by Scheme Globe. Brawl Busters, formerly known as Project Plan B, oh, that's awesome, is a fast-paced, free-to-play, third-person action game that promises competitive fun at its funkiest. players can take a sneak peek at the game and register for a spot in the exclusive upcoming closed beta at brawlbusters.com. Brawl Busters is a dynamic new action brawler that features competitive and cooperative battle modes, all in a unique third-person view. With its simple and intuitive controls, this easy-to-pick-up-and-play game makes team strategy a must as players battle against each other or team up against computer-controlled enemies. Howard Heap, president and CEO of Rock Hippo Productions, says Brawl Busters is packed with nonstop action and features an offbeat style that is like no other game on the market today. The game is truly unique in both its distinct look and its innovative gameplay, and it has been building an excited and loyal group of followers who can't wait to get their hands on the game. We couldn't be more thrilled to work with both Weezer and Scheme Globe as we head towards the game's launch.
Weezer, the singing group Weezer?
No. No.
I was about to say, I got to get over there.
That would have been awesome, but no. Players will find 5 unique character classes, including the Slugger, the Firefighter, the Rocker, the Boxer, and finally, the Blitzer. With its signature funky visual style, the game will offer 7 exciting maps and will also feature a huge variety of customization options, including body type, gender, weapons, costumes, and accessories, along with the ability to upgrade weapons and costumes with new abilities. Brawl Busters will feature an intense training mode, challenge missions, leaderboards, and persistent stat tracking. Sewell Key Lee, CEO of Scheme Globe, says Brawl Busters was developed for a Western audience from its very inception with Rock Hippo's well-established publishing background in North America and Europe. We expect yet another great success story. Scheme Globe's mission is to deliver the absolute best online gaming experience to players across the globe. We'd like to thank all of the patient fans of Project Plan B as we take the game to its next phase at the upcoming release of Brawl Busters. We will work very close with Rock Hippo to let players experience our vision for this game as soon as possible. So again, if you want to sign up for the exclusive upcoming closed beta, you can head over to brawlbusters.com. And that sounds actually kind of cool.
I want to play.
Yeah, I'm opening in another tab so I can sign up. Mm-hmm.
You're worse to me. I'm still trying to get to play that other game today. Yeah.
If you do this at work, beware. Loud music. Ouch.
Wow. Okay, so. Yes, we have more special event news for you. GDC China.
Oh, yeah? Come on.
Well, they're looking for some lecturers. So the organizers of the 4th Game Developers Conference in China is going to be held in Shanghai this November, and they're calling for lecture submissions. You have until the 21st, and they want them from Western and Asian developers. Wow. This call for content, of course, comes as organizers announce the striking new larger venue of the Shanghai Exhibition Center, formerly known as the Palace of Sino-Soviet Friendship, in the West Nanjing Road area in the center of the major Chinese city. Organizers are looking for submissions in tracks, including global game development, outsourcing, online game development and business, and the extremely popular, or not so popular, according to Mr. Dennis Dyack, social, mobile, and independent game tracks, with all lectures to be simultaneously translated between English and Chinese during the event. Sorry, French people. This year's GDC China will also play host to the 3rd Annual Independent Games Festival China, honoring top 10 independent games from all over Asia and Australia. What is with these people that cannot spell when they send us these press releases? Australasia? Is Australasia a really place? Okay. The show is the only game developer conference officially endorsed by the Ministry of Culture of the People's Republic of China. Nice. This call for submissions follows the success of last December's event, which included a keynote from Blizzard and flagship veteran Bill Roper, major appearances from Rovio, who made Angry Birds, 5 Minutes, who made Happy Farm, and Chinese game giants like NetEase and Kingsoft. Overall, last year's Game Developers Conference in China hosted over 3,000 attendees, 72 press and media representatives, 68 speakers, 55 sessions, and 52 exhibitors and sponsors, and the GDC Vault Service is hosting free videos and slides for the event for public viewing. Submissions for this year's expanded event are now open, again, until May the 21st in English at the official Game Developer Conference C4P page, and in Chinese language via a dedicated separate page, and we will have that up for you right after the break, because it's time for us to take one.
Yay, it's time for a break. Short nap.
Remember, when we take a break, that means we're going to the non-streaming portion of our show, so you'll have to download to hear the rest of our delicious news, and there is more delicious news coming.
There's such fantastic. Ooh, I signed up.
And we lose Ginger to another game.
And this actually looks cool. The girls aren't like big boobed and scantily dressed.
Ah, you just reminded me. We did get with the developers of Arcane Heart 3 about their cover from yesterday. Waiting to hear back from them. Had to track down the correct contact, but we need to talk about this. I don't have the girl's head. I just got her boobs on the tape. Anyway, and I'll read you the letter that I got from the company, the PR company that's not working with us on their game, but they had some interesting comments, too. They didn't like it at all, either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? These girls are, like, dressed. They're covered, and they're kicking butt.
That's right.
I like it.
And remember, you can find and other at our website, video.com.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no, that's just character selection. I'll say she's naked, but that's just character selection where you build her.
Went to sleep in my bed, had the craziest night, swirled round and round, found myself in a flight in the form of a butterfly high in the sky, looking on the world, everything in sight. Flew over great trees, these prairies and streams, not a building anywhere, but what does this mean? It's a clean green scene, what the world could have been, or the Titan's perfect landscape in a glorified machine.
If those of you, I'm just over here talking. For those of you who keep asking, that is PvP Girl. You can look them up on the internet. And yes, we are planning to get you a packet that you can download. But we cannot just do it, people. That's their personal music. We can take it, and then they'll be very unhappy with us. And then you won't get to hear any more of their good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I am it's your turn.
It is my turn. It is my turn.
You are causing problems and today. I blame you.
I totally blame me. Blame me all you want.
I blame Ginger.
And you know what? I wish there were Krogers in the area. I don't know if I should read that story. Anyways.
That is such a ramble. Does Krogers have anything to do with your story?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
All right. I guess I'll go ahead and read it anyways. Frag Media announces Kroger's distribution deal for Frag's magazine.
Now that makes sense.
Frag's Media is proud to announce that starting with its next issue of May 2011, Frag's magazine will be available at most Kroger locations at the currently occupy 31 different states in the U.S. While Frag's Media continues its overall company growth with continued expansion in the retail and digital market, distribution in Kroger locations is a large step as they currently have 2,458 supermarkets and 786 convenience stores under the Kroger corporate umbrella. Michael Ireland, public relations for Frag's Media, says, "The move to put Frag's magazine in Kroger stores has long been on our list of goals. The Kroger Company has been in business since 1883 and reported sales of $82.2 billion in 2010. Putting our magazine in these stores was a no-brainer." All right, so some of y'all are wondering, all right, what the hell's Frag's? Founded just over a year ago in January 2010, Frag's has grown to unexpected heights. After having a successful website featuring news, reviews, and preview of top games, Frag's took a leap of faith into the magazine industry with unimaginable success. Founded by Michael Ireland with the headquarters in Orlando, Florida, Frag's features a dedicated staff of over 20 employees located through the United States and Canada. And if you want more information, you want to check them out, head over to frags.net. Way to go. I think that's pretty awesome. One of these days, yes, one of these days, we will be you. Uh-huh. You may be in Kroger's now. We will steal your... you're a guy. I'm going to say you're in a tiara. But we will do it. You better watch.
Well, they might be wearing a tiara. You never know.
No, that is true. That's true. Now, but he looks very cute in a tiara.
Some guys like them some tiaras, and they do look cute in them.
Yes, they do.
What you like.
Exactly.
Well, we would like to talk about it. Well, we've been talking again all this week about games and how they have been changing the world. So I have to share this next story from GamePolitics.com. New York Presbyterian is using iPads to help children with ER anxiety.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah. Nurses in the emergency department at New York Presbyterian Morgan Stanley Children's Hospitals, they're using iPads to eliminate or minimize pain in patients. The Children's Comfort Program, now also known as CCP, not the publisher, has implemented procedures for expediting pain care, allowing nurses to administer pain relief immediately after pain has been assessed and to administer anesthetizing gel in anticipation of suture repair. All that medical training comes in handy. I get to say all the words properly. A major focus for the CCP has been improving children's experiences during procedures. In anticipation of treatment, children often become anxious, which worsens their experience and often exacerbates their condition. One particularly successful strategy embraced by the CCP team is the use of iPads and entertainment software, such as music, videos, interactive games, etc. In addition to the CCP, a team has worked to implement techniques such as guided imagery and positions of comfort. Positions of comfort include allowing children to sit in their parents' lap or hug them during unfamiliar and frightening situations. That's so sweet. Whether a child comes to us with a broken arm, severe asthma, or any medical emergency, we need to do all we can to eliminate the pain they're feeling and get them the care that they need. That's from Bernadette O'Brien, who's an RN and also the Vice President of Operations at New York Presbyterian Morgan Stanley Hospital. Yeah, and it was a woman, because only we would come up with something so brilliant. These new distraction techniques seem to be effective, according to her. So the program has been very successful with positive feedback from parents and improvements in press gaining surveys of pain management. And that comes from Game Politics via Medical News Today. And that is so, so awesome.
That is awesome. I think that is pretty cool, actually.
That is very, very cool. Nice use of the iPad. See, technology is not all bad.
It's not evil, people. It's not evil.
Yeah, it's just some of the people using it.
All right, I've got some bad news for WoW.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this what you reported yesterday?
Yes, on Facebook. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this came out after the show yesterday. WoW subscriptions down 5%.
Fallen Earth subscriptions up 5%. How odd.
I know, right? This is coming from GamePolitics.com this morning. Looks like they pulled it from Blues News and Gamasutra.
And you.
And me. Yay! During its post-earnings call this week, Activision Blizzard revealed that World of Warcraft subscriptions are down by about 5%. In October 2010, the popular MMORPG had around 20 million subscribers. Now the game enjoys about 11.4 million subscribers. To deal with the drop-off, Blizzard's president, Michael Morhaime, said that the company has to release future expansion packs in a more timely fashion that to contain player drop-off. As our players have become more experienced playing World of Warcraft over many years, they have become much better and much faster at consuming content, says Blizzard president Michael Morhaime said during a conference call. And so I think that with Cataclysm, they were able to consume the content faster than with previous expansions. But that's why we're working on developing more content. He adds, we need to be faster at delivering content to players. And so that's one of the reasons that we're looking to decrease the amount of time in between expansions. What we have seen so far is that people have been consuming this content very quickly, and so the subscriber levels have decreased faster than in previous expansions, he concluded. You know what? Your conclusion is wrong, Mr. Morhaime. I hate to argue with you. You can keep throwing all this content at us you want, but it's the same content. You're not even giving us new monsters. Sure, you're reskinning them. Sure, they're pretty, you know, vibrant colors, all this fun stuff. And yes, the Cataclysm has wonderful, gorgeous cinematics, and if you don't do all the chain quests, you really, really should. It's a beautiful story. But it's just too much of the same. You didn't give us anything new. You bought so many things. You took away our PvP for the most part. You just killed it. You dumbed down the content to the point where, you know, I understand you want any average day Joe to come in and play your game, but seriously, for the rest of us who've been playing your game for a while, we want a challenge, and you've taken that away from us. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at something I'm finding rather shocking that we're going to discuss after the news because it doesn't belong on the news. This is definitely a Thursday night topic, WoW, and this is going to shock the hell out of you Thursday night to hear the words that I'm going to say Thursday night. You never would have thought you heard me say. It's going to be in defense of another website that we always criticize. Be shocked. You have to listen Thursday night, though. I'm not going to tell you anything, but I'm going to tell Ginger after the show because she gets to know.
Yay!
I'm going to link you to this. Jaw is completely dropped. Okay. Wow. Well, I'm going to get to some news. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, shocked at what I was just seeing. Ran across this looking at another news story. Anyway, you guys heard of Crime City?
Yeah? No, I haven't. Tell me about it.
Well, Crime City has just scored the big deal. $20 million in funding. The name of the company that made that lovely game, Crime City, is social gaming developer Funzio. And again, they've received $20 million in Series A funding led by IDG Ventures in the U.S. and IDG Capital Partners in China. They're a startup studio, and they launched Crime City in September of last year, with the game becoming one of the top five Facebook titles of the year. You played Crime City. Think about it. It's the adult one where they don't want the kids in, yeah?
No, I've not played it, but I think I'm going to have to go find it now because you said no kids.
Yeah, no. Well, it has some adult-themed things that you grow and sell. And The game currently has more than 75,000 daily active users, 7 million monthly players, and a user rating of 4.9 out of 5.0, the highest of any game with an equivalent number of daily users. Funzio co-founder and CEO Ken Chiu previously held the same roles of iPhone social gaming company Storm 8, a.k.a. Team Lava, and was also the general manager at Zeniga's X4 studio. A mobile version of Crime City is planned for later in the year, with Funzio planning to use the new funding to triple its team size this year and scale its business to develop multiple games in parallel and launch them more quickly. Always a good idea. As a result of the funding, IDD Ventures Managing Director Phil Sanderson will join the Funzio board. Playdom co-founder and former chairman Rick Thompson also participated in the latest round of funding and serves as Funzio's chairman. Whoa, this is interesting. I see a fight coming from this, too. At Funzio, we're passionate about building phenomenal games that people love playing. We feel very fortunate to have Phil Sanderson join our board because he shares our values and vision, creating awesome cross-platform games for Facebook, iOS, and Android, said Chu. The Funzio team is unique in that they have been in the social gaming space since its inception and created some of the biggest hits on Facebook and iPhone. Since now they're transforming the industry by taking a cross-platform approach with AAA quality social games so people can play on Facebook and mobile, two of the biggest markets. Good luck, guys. I was okay with Crime City. Zombie Lane, it is not, is all I can say. And with that, it is time for us to go again. We didn't give you much after the break news.
They got to hear me rant about WoW.
Yes, you did, and they deserved it. WoW.
Yes. Yes, I love it. I would come back. Really, I really, really, really would if you would offer me something worth coming back for.
I was in there, and they're not getting me back. It was just... I know we harp on Fallen Earth here a lot, and all joking aside, if they would put some of those things in WoW...
Mm-hmm.
I would go back and play because it basically when I people get upset when I say this, I call WoW MMO light. It doesn't get deep enough for me. Even though we're complaining, the funny thing is if you played Fallen Earth with us, we are complaining the whole time we're playing. I got to ride all the way over there to pick up just a jar. I got to go over here.
No kidding. I mean, we're talking 20-minute ride across the map.
Yeah, but I adore
and just
it.
Just one map.
It's seamless. But I love it. I love that I have to go and work for that XP. I like it. That's the point of me playing, to escape, go do something else that I can complain about that has nothing to do with the real world and, you know, having to pay my bills and that kind of business. I love it. That's the point.
And the crafting over there is everything that WoW's crafting is not.
Yeah, or the way it's actually a step above what EverQuest used to be, just barely a step, but same type.
I want fishing. They need to put me in some fishing. That's what I want.
Well, you know, they hinted that there would be some fishing. So
They need to. I would fish all day long. That's all you'd ever find me. I'd find a place out of the way, and I'd fish.
That would be you and me both. We would be fishing all the time.
I'm so happy. I don't want to fish in real life. There are bugs. It's muddy. It's icky. Ugh. But yes. Give me a game to fish in, and I'm happy.
Somebody's fishing at the lake near my house, and I was less than enamored with even just watching it. I was like, that noise is irritating, the fish splashing when you pull them out of the water.
Yes, yes, yes. And no, seriously, and the bugs, and there's a thing in the sky that likes to try to burn me. No.
And I have an all-over tan that I was born with, so I don't need any sun either. So I try to stay in the shade, too. Yeah. Don't be thinking because I have a tan. I'm all out in the sun. No, that's why.
I'm a gamer's tan. Don't mess with it. It's nice.
That is right. Damn right. All right, people. It is time for us to head out, and I have to share with Ginger this news. She's going to be angry. I'm going to have to try to pipe her, you know, draw her, just rein her in.
Who am I going to kill?
Oof.
Who's getting the baseball bat to the kneecaps?
I can't tell you, but I do tell you, we got to come to defense of our enemies, so to speak. We have, and I'm not even talking about frenemy, but I mean enemy, flat out enemy. We have to come to their defense, and that'll be Thursday night. Because we can't let this loose on the morning show. It's too much. It's not safe for work, the things that we're going to be saying.
No.
It's going to be ugly.
Oh, I can't wait. All right, people, so we're going to let you go so she can gossip to me because... Yeah, I need me some gossip.
I'm sorry I have to hear this song because I'm all in love with it, but this is Left for Dead, Grounds for Divorce.
Yes.
It's my new workout song right here.
I've been working on a cocktail called Grounds for Divorce.
Like a horse.
Oh, 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 oh,
Did you see?